You're up, Ellie. Oh, thank God. You made some coffee? Why the glum face? Oh, that's late. How come? It couldn't have been as bad as mine. No, you first. Oh, shitty day? Oh man, I'm sorry. Oh yeah, first date? And well, last date, I guess. What was the deal breaker this time? Oh yeah, right. My nana always said the world is made up of two types of people. Those who listen and those who wait to talk. I guess your date was the latter. Oh really, every sentence out of her mouth started with I? Yikes. That's what you like about me? That I don't start every sentence of I? Thanks. Well, how do I start my sentences then? No, I don't know. What? Really? Would you like to? Really? I say that a lot? Hey, I was brought up that way. Right. let's see. Would you like some more coffee? Would you like to shower first? Would you like to take out the trash? I'm kidding. Well, not really, but yeah, I guess you're right. Oh, really? I'd make a great girlfriend if I wasn't already somebody's girlfriend, right? Well, as it happens, as of last night, I am no longer somebody's girlfriend. Long story. Yeah. You really want to hear it? It's kind of embarrassing, to be honest. Well, I wasn't snooping or anything, I swear. But somehow I found my way to his browser history yesterday. Yeah, there was porn, but that's not the problem. I'm no prude, as you know, Rumi. But like, the last 20 sites visited all featured well-endowed women. And well, obviously not me. I mean, I guess if I'm honest with myself, the only times his eyes would wander in public were when a stout girl walked past. I didn't know it was a thing for him though. Anyway, you know big mouth me, I couldn't just let sleeping dogs lie. And ended up asking him about it at dinner. What did he say? Well, he hemmed and hawed for a while, but finally fessed up that he's a boob man. The boobier, the better. Those are my words, by the way. I guess you could be right. The fact that he was with me all this time probably meant it wasn't a deal breaker. However, and this is kind of TMI, but he may have hinted a little late on our convo that I could have something done that he'd be glad to contribute. As if that was a deal breaker for me, that I could even string those words together and say them out loud. But you know what? It's fine. It's a bummer, but it's for the best. Well, yeah. First of all, it wasn't like things were all puppies and roses between us. And if you add to that the fact that someone you care about may have a body type preference, sooner or later it's gonna bite you in the ass, you know? But well, fuck, not gonna lie, it did bum me out. Well, I guess I wouldn't have cause to tell you this, but I used to feel so insecure about being small on top. Yeah, when I was a teenager. Anyway, I was just starting to feel more confident about my upper parts recently, and now it's like I'm in high school all over again. What? Come on. You're just saying that to make me feel better. For real? A lot of guys love a tomboy figure. Isn't that what guys say to flat girls at school? Well, I'd like to believe it, but at this moment in time, I am not convinced. You can try to convince me though, Rumi. Sir? Are you one of those guys then? Come to think of it, you've never brought any stout girls back here. Then again, I can't remember you bringing anyone back here. Oh, yeah, right. I guess I haven't been home much until now that I'm single. What? No, I'm not interrogating you. Pinky swear. Okay, maybe I am, a little. You know I'm just fucking with y'all. You know, don't take this the wrong way. Or hell, do take it the wrong way. But I'm just now noticing how cute you are. What? Oh, I know, you're the same person, but you may be surprised to know that I'm pretty monogamous when I'm in a relationship. And I have like horse blinders on when I am. Yes, it's true. It's like I'm cute blind when I'm not single. Oh, shut up. I'm serious. So yeah, you're cute. Oh, forget it. I gotta get ready for the day. Huh? What did you say? I look like Christmas morning most days. that's the corniest thing I've ever heard. Oh shit, that's rude. Thank you. But, you'll have to explain that to me. I mean, Christmas morning sounds like a positive thing, but, like, what do you mean? Oh, you're into that? Baggy PJ bottoms and cut up t-shirts? I guess that's like my uniform when I'm chilling. Why are you looking so squirmy? Was there something else? You're mumbling. Spit it out. Well, yeah, it's true I don't wear a bra too often. Especially not at home. Not much there to hold up, you know? I figure not much to catch anyone's gaze either. Oh, really? There's plenty to look at. Okay, if you say so, Rumi. Now I know you're trying to make me feel better. What's that? I could be head of the local IBTC? The what? The Itty Bitty Titty Committee? Oh my god, is that a thing? No, I've never heard that. And certainly not from my ex. Yeah, you go for the pokies and the wife beater look? Oh god, you're looking so flustered. I'm so teasing. You're good, believe me. So you're saying this little package adds up to Christmas morning for you? Oh, plus my fresh sweet smell. Oh my, you're quite the poet, aren't you? Mm-hmm. The things I didn't know about you, Rumi. No, I never wondered why you always use the biggest coffee mug we have. I figured you were too lazy to refill. Oh my god, seriously? Because you can't be trusted to stand up from the table and not have a raging burn-all? You are really something, you know that? Yeah, I thought you were just a nice guy roommate, always paying your share of the bills on time, always leaving the toilet seat down. You know, the good guy. Well, if you set out to make me feel better, you did. No, you certainly don't need to start looking on Craigslist for your next place. It was all nice, the things you said, if a bit unexpected and a bit risque. Want a refill? Anyway, you can't get up just now, right? No, I'm kidding. Here. What am I doing? Testing. Testing if the smell of my clean sheets really turn you on. Oh, it's not the smell of my sheets? Wasn't that what he said? Oh, it's a thought of my sweet body wrapped up in my sheets. Huh. Oh, right, since I let slip once that I don't wear much to sleep. Well, what I said was, I don't wear anything to sleep. Yes, you certainly are very polite to have phrased it that way. Like I said, the good guy. I don't know. What am I doing? Am I doing what on purpose? Well, yes, Rumi. I'm grinding my butt into your lap. I'm still testing. You like that? My juicy ass pressing to your hips? Yeah, press your face into my neck. Take a nice deep inhale of my fresh sheets scent. Yeah, I smell good. Rumi, put your hands on me. Well, wherever you want. How about here? Put your mitts right on my ass. Wait, it's okay, I kiss you, right? Oh good, that one was too short. Yeah. Oh damn, your hands feel good. Hey, would you like to slip your hands under my tank top? Your hands are so warm. Yeah, let me swing my leg over and straddle you. The batter to grind you with, my dear. Hey, would you like to slip your hands under my tank top? Would you like to lift up my tank top? Hey, hold your head still. Let me rub my itty bitties all over your face. Oh god, I can feel you getting so hard just now. You're not kidding about lacking tiny tits. Oh really? Perfect perky nipples? They look like pencil razors, don't they? Sorry, is that sexy to say? No? Well, good then. So, would you like to put one in your mouth, Rumi? That feels so awesome. Oh god, my nipples are so sensitive. You look so sweet, working my nipple with your mouth, I gotta say. Here, switch sides. Even me out. Damn, I love watching you work your lips and tongue. And those little bites you're making of your teeth. God damn. Okay. I have to tell you something. Even my ex, didn't know this. But when my nipples are played with, I can feel my pussy tingle. Well, to be blunt about it, I can feel my clit tingle. I hope you don't mind. I'm gonna have to grind on you even harder now. Damn, you're turning me on so much. Would you like to reach your hand inside my PJ bottoms and thumb my clit? Oh, fuck yes, I want you to do that. Yes, that feels so awesome. Keep working my titties in your mouth. Damn it. Oh, fuck, this feels so good. I bet I can come just from you doing this. Unless you want to go further? I don't know. What do you want to do? I mean, Rumi, would you like to run that mouth of yours down my body? Good. Please go right ahead. Here, let me pop myself on this table. Go ahead, untie my PJ bottoms. Goosebumps because that tickles. And well, for other reasons. Yes, I'm ticklish. What of it? Shh, don't tell anybody. Of course I'm wet. You got me all worked up. Would you like to have a taste? Oh, don't be coy. Stop torturing me. So your butt back down and have some breakfast. Slide your bottoms down just a little bit. Yeah, I love that. I love when the cock head is just over the waistband. I know I'm a degenerate, aren't I? Ooh, look at this bead of pre-cum. I'm gonna have a taste of you, okay? Yummy. Yeah, let me tuck these down a bit more. That is a pretty cock you've got there, Rumi. You look so good sitting there. I wanna lick you like an ice cream cone. In fact, I'm gonna do just that. Because right now, what I would like is to feel you inside me. Huh? Do I have a condom? No. My ex had them in his place, so how about you? You seem like someone who's always prepared. Not today. Oops. Well, it's up to you, but I feel okay going without. Just this once, no pressure there. I can, ride you and, pull off when you're ready to blow. What do you think? Yeah? Okay then. Can you feel the heat from my pussy? Yeah? You rub my wetness over the head of your cock. Now I'm gonna slowly lower myself onto you. Oh fuck! Oh, you feel so good. tits. Now that I know you like them, I'm gonna make you play with them all the time. I swear, I bet I can come from just rubbing my clit on your groin and you working my nipples your mouth. Oh, I've never done that before. Let's try. Fuck. Yes, take my nipple to your mouth. Bouncing on your cock and rubbing my clit against you. Oh, yes, moan for me, roomie. Fuck. Oh, here. Switch sides. Just go back and forth. Oh, shit, I'm getting close again. How about you? Can you just hold on? I'm so close. Let me just come again. Then I'll. Oh, fuck your mouth. Oh, baby. Anticipated that when I got up this morning. Damn, Rumi, you're a revelation. Hey, would you like to work from home today?